It's happened before in public radio markets across the U.S., and it's happening again in Boston now. Jazz programming is being cut back, or done away with altogether, to make room for news and talk programs. This station, WBUR, did it back in the 1990s, and now WGBH is doing it.
The station has dropped its weeknight jazz program, moving the popular longtime host Eric Jackson to weekends only, and eliminating Steve Schwartz's Friday show. The city's jazz boosters and many WGBH listeners are not happy, and tonight they're organizing a New Orleans-style jazz funeral outside of WGBH. Among them is local saxophonist Ken Field, and Ken is with us now. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
What does this move by WGBH mean to the local jazz scene and to local jazz players like yourself?
Well, it's a big hit. It's a really big hit. There will no longer be a nightly show during the week on professional radio in Boston that focuses on jazz, and that's very significant. How else do the people in the community learn about what's going on here in Boston and also what's going on in the wider world? And I think that GBH is not serving its community by making this move.
As we mentioned, this station, WBUR, made a similar programming move a while back in the 90s, eliminating not only jazz programming, but classical music programming. And the reason? There are more people, apparently, who want to listen to news and talk. Sad, but aren't you sort of bucking a trend here, pushing against what's inevitable?
Well, yeah. I mean, sure, we understand that that is a national trend. It's not just going on in Boston. But there's a unique situation here in Boston. There are two NPR stations, one of which, this station, has moved to news and talk many, many years ago. I don't see the logic in having two NPR stations here in Boston focusing on exclusively on news and talk, and in many cases the exact same programs. I think that there's an opportunity here for one of those stations to take on the culture part, the arts part, and really focus on it. And it was the hope, really, that with WBUR focusing on news, that GBH would continue to provide that service to the community. Public radio, I should say, is really defined as a community resource. It's providing a service to the community. And the community is not served by having two stations doing the exact same thing.
Well, WGBH has said that it will remain committed to Eric Jackson's show on the weekend, that it will promote it more effectively, and that jazz will forever be in the station's DNA. Does that give you any kind of assurance at all?
Well, you know, words are one thing and actions are another. And I don't think too many people who have heard what has been said about this on the part of WGBH management really feels gets a warm feeling from any of the statements. I mean, they called this a new focus on jazz. It kind of strikes me as nonsense. I don't see it. I don't see a continuing focus.
Well, this sort of leads to this next question. What would you like WGBH to do? And what is your group of musicians and the folks who are going to be out there tonight at this jazz funeral? What have you heard from them?
Well, we haven't really heard anything. I personally have not heard anything. What I would like to accomplish is really clearly people made a calculation in management at GBH that I'm sure they knew that some people would be upset, and I would like to show them that many more people are upset than they thought would be upset, and more deeply. That's really the goal here, and I think it's true. I put up a Facebook event on the web. I didn't invite anybody, and it just spread like wildfire. It's really an important issue for many people. And my hope is that WGBH upper management will see that maybe they miscalculated.
So tell us what will happen tonight at this jazz funeral.
Well, a jazz funeral in the New Orleans tradition incorporates a bit of mourning, a bit of sadness, and also a bit of celebration. And we want to do both. We want to mourn this loss, which is a very significant loss to not only the jazz community, but also to the broader community. And we also want to celebrate what Eric and Steve and many others have done in jazz radio for many years and what they hopefully will continue to do.
Ken Field is a jazz saxophonist. He plays with a number of groups around town, including the Revolutionary Snake Ensemble, which we're listening to right now. He'll be leading a jazz funeral tonight outside of WGBH. Ken, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much, Anthony.
And we did invite folks at WGBH to talk to us about this today, but we never heard back from them.
Up next, from a Dadaist macaroni picture of the French Riviera to a depiction of an 18th century breast cancer surgery, Globe art critic Sebastian Smee shares his favorite lesser-known curiosities and masterpieces tucked away in the art museums of New England. I'm Adam Ragusa.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.